Situation is Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, first name, last name, Cain, C-A-I-N. This is a, let me tell you. This is a 65-year-old gentleman admitted to hospice with heart failure, period. Patient also suffers from heart disease, coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension. Patient is quite weak. With ADL of 40%, requires oxygen. Patient is having pain. Patient lives with his wife, Teresa. Patient has had a history of shingles with neuropathy, which is still causing severe pain. Patient is also found to be air hungry and short of breath at all times, especially with any kind of movement, period. Patient is forgetful, confused at times, agitated, angry, sleeping at least 16 hours a day, even with and also found to be restless, period. Patient is not ADL dependent. Patient suffers from severe limitation because of his heart problem, experiencing shortness of breath both at rest and with movement. He has lower extremity edema, no longer able to walk because of his shortness of breath. He's also bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper, ADL dependent, as I said. He has cardiac cachexia, protein calorie malnutrition, and anemia, period. If his heart disease is expected to cause his demise and his death in the next six months. Therefore, he is hospice appropriate. The hospice nurse will help with symptoms of shortness of breath, pain, decreased appetite, weight loss, and cardiac cachexia. And the aides will help his wife, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, to care for patient at home till he passes on. Thank you.